What's going on? Craig Bennett, aka Cash Cake, coming at you here for DFS Army. And this morning I'm going to do a FanDuel first look video, just kind of talk about plays, each position, what I think is going to be the chalk. And maybe we can build a lineup or two, just what I think might be the optimal this week. I think there's some very obvious plays for cash games and maybe some ways you can get a little different. So I appreciate everybody that has subscribed to the channel. If you're not, I would really appreciate if you subscribe to the channel. I'm really pushing for that 1,000 subscribers, and we've made some good movement. So I really appreciate that. If you hit the likes up like on this video, I would appreciate that as well. I appreciate each and every one of you, and let's just jump right into this and get after it. All right. Again, we'll go position by position here. Kind of build a lineup, which I think is going to be the chalk, where I think we could get a little different, maybe talk about a few plays here on FanDuel specific today. At the top, we have Russell Wilson at 9K. I don't think he's going to be super chalky, but he's probably going to be one of the top five quarterbacks on the slate going up against the Giants. The problem with Russell is just he hasn't been cooking lately. They've been running the ball. If we looked at just that game against Philly, passed the ball 31 times, put up only one touchdown, 14 fantasy points. That ain't going to get it done for 9K. Over his last four games, he's only put up five passing touchdowns, which is pretty surprising for Wilson. He had that hot start. I don't think it's somebody that I would go to in cash games at that price. I think there's a different ways we can go. Murray's dealing with that shoulder. I don't know if we'll even go there. I think what's going to happen is we're probably going to be looking at Deshaun Watson. Now, he did lose Fuller with PED, so he isn't going to be around. But in this range, at 8,200, yes, it's going up against Indy, which is one of the better defenses in the league. But at 8,200, he could be running a little bit more here. And if you're going to, in this price range here, I think he's probably going to be pretty chalky, just looking at his game log and how people look at it. Of course, it was Detroit. He put up 33 fantasy points. But over the last four games, again, he's put up nine touchdowns, and he runs the ball a bunch, which definitely helps and helps his floor. So Aaron Rodgers has been absolutely on fire. Talking about just bounce back this year, 8,500. He's put up, 13 passing touchdowns over the last 4 weeks. Just continues to get it done, even with that running game that they have. And Jones and Williams. So I don't know if I trust it. They're about 10-point favorites here. I think he can be in your GPP pool, but I don't think it's a guy I would probably run out in cash games. He's probably going to be kind of low-owned. I think a lot of people are going to go to Deshaun Watson around here. It does hurt a little bit losing Fuller, but maybe he takes a little bit more on his legs and runs a little bit. It's a possibility. They are at home. We saw – Tennessee just, thrash Indy. I don't think Indy's quite the defense that they were at the beginning of the year. But if you're spinning up, that's probably the chalk you're looking at. I kind of want to come down here a little bit. I don't trust Taysom Hill at 7,700. I know they played the Broncos last week and they, a team that didn't have a stinking quarterback, which was fun to watch. And they did talk about they were just going to scheme it down and play, pretty easy ball against him. And he only threw 16 times, ran the ball 10 for 44 and those two touchdowns. If he doesn't get those two touchdowns, he has a horrible, horrible fantasy output. So not a guy I'm looking at priced up at 7,700. He's going against the Falcons. The Falcons are, we know they're not a great defensive team, but they've been better of late. So not somebody that I'm really looking to get a bunch at that price, 7,700. Tannehill's interesting if we wanted to go more that route for 100 more. Herbert's throwing the ball a ton, especially in they're playing against New England here, which isn't great, but they're at home and they throw a ball a ton in neutral game scripts. So you can always throw Herbert in there, but I don't think he's going to be a cash game consideration either. Like I said, I think it's going to be Deshaun Watson here if we're spinning up. But I'm going to come down here and into the cheap range. Sucks we don't get Fitzpatrick against Cincinnati. I do think Tua is going to be back, which does suck because I love roster and Fitzmagic, man, especially pairing him up with Parker. He just peppered him with targets last week. I think he had 14, which is insane. You know, Matt Ryan at 7,400, I just can't get behind that. I have a hard time. Kirk Cousins at 7,300 is a little interesting in tournaments. You know, especially if you're trying to get off some of the chalk running back, which we'll talk about with Cook, because I think he's going to be the chalk running back again and hurt a lot of people last week, but I still think he's going to be the chalk running back against this Jacksonville team. Come down here. Wentz against Green Bay, no thank you. Goff, Carr. Carr had a horrible game against Atlanta last week. My Lord, he looked horrible. But he does get to the Jets, and it's a good bounce back spot. So for tournaments, I don't mind looking for him at all. Baker Mayfield at 7,100. If that's something we want to look at, he put up 18 fantasy points. He hasn't really had a monster game. I don't think we're going to look here. I think we're going to look a little bit cheaper here. So for cash games, for me, I'm either going to go probably up the Watson, or I'm going to look in this range down here where we can look at a Tua for 6,700 against Cincinnati. I think the floor is there for him to put up a nice 3X mark, you know, with upside. So I think he can get to that, you know, 15 fantasy points, 18 fantasy points we're looking for with a little bit of upside. And again, it's against Cincinnati. If he does play, that's a fantastic price. And again, if he does sit, you know, we look at Fitzpatrick, you know, for a little bit more. So I have no problem just sliding in Tua right here if we're not going to go up to, say, a guy like Watson. So I'm going to throw him in here. And it pains me to say this, but Mitch Trubisky at 6,900. Man, my Bears, man, they are tough to watch. Like, it sucks not watching a team with an offense that has a defense that can pick them up. But, you know, they're going against Detroit. They're at home. Mitch has put up, you know, good games against Detroit in the past. You know, even this season, he put up that 24 spot at Detroit to start the season. He did it last Thanksgiving where he tore him up and put up a monster spot. So in tournaments, I'd rather run Trubisky in cash games at all. But in tournaments, I do like him at 6,900. I do think there is a little bit of upside we could run with him as well. So those are some of the guys that I'm looking at. We're going to throw Tua in this lineup, but again, Watson's going to be up there as well, are the two that I would kind of look at. Let's slide over to running back and see what we have here. And I think there's going to be two clear-cut options this week at the running back position. And the first one is going to be Dalvin Cook. We know that, you know, he had a horrible outing last week. You know, I mean, he was in a great matchup, but just a horrible, horrible outing against Carolina. 18 rushes, 60 yards, 8 fantasy points, didn't get in the box. Anytime you get a guy that's over 10K on FanDuel or DraftKings, they are not a must play by any stretch of the imagination because they have to get there. So it's not a guy I think that you must play, but we're talking about, you know, a team that's at the bottom of the league in rush defense and a team that loves to run the ball. So you have to consider him, you know, in your build. So if we throw him in here at 10-5, and that kind of leads you can throw a cheap quarterback if you want to. In the last 4 weeks, you know, he's had 3 rushing touchdowns, which is kind of nice to see, but he averages 25 carries a game over the last 4 weeks. So you have to love some of that. And then I think the other guy that's going to be pretty chalk, come down here to David Montgomery. Again, the problem with Montgomery, okay, let's first start with the good things of Montgomery. It's going up against a horrible rush defense in Detroit. They are not good at all. They're at the bottom of the league in about every category when it comes to rush defense. The problem is, on the Bears' side with Montgomery, is the Bears do not run the ball. They're like bottom of the league in rush offense here. So, yes, we look last week. He went for 11 for 103 against the Packers. But if you look into that game, you watched it. He had one run, was like 54 yards, which made up a big chunk of those yards. But he did catch, you know, five balls for 40 yards and a touchdown. So he is involved in that. But I think he's going to be very chalky. Because of that game, because of the team they're going up against in Detroit. And anytime you're going to get Bears chalk at running back, I think he's fine cash play. and I think he's going to be extremely popular. There's ways I think, you know, guys like him, I'm fine getting different with. And I'm the same with Cook. I think Cook's a guy that you can throw him in cash games. But anytime a guy's 10-5, your single entry and some of your other stuff, I have no problem just kind of getting off guys like that that are that expensive. You know, there's definitely ways they can fail, and they showed last week. So he's a guy that's going to be pretty popular. Let's just go back up to, you know, again, we saw this happen last week. If you would have got off Cook last week, priced up there, and just would have pivoted down to Derrick Henry, you would have had a very good day. He put up 37 fantasy points against Indy, rushed the ball 27 times. We all know Derrick Henry, once it gets later in the season, that's when he starts really getting after it. And that's where he makes his money, man. I mean, he averages very similar, around 24 rushing attempts over the last 4 weeks. You just love to see it. And he's got 4 touchdowns to Cook's 3. So if you wanted to pivot here, you know, one thing about Tennessee is they run the ball. I mean, that is what they do. They run it even more than Minnesota does. They're going up against Cleveland. I do think Cleveland's defense is going to be a little better this week. They do get Myles Garrett back, I do believe, and that's going to help that defense a ton. So I'm not saying we don't expect a 40-burger out of Derrick Henry, but I think you have to be in your pool. And again, he should be way less owned than Cook even, but he's going to have carry more, garner more ownership just because of that game he had last time out. Another guy we can look at again down here, Nick Chubb, a guy that, you know, it sucks that he splits the backfield with Hunt. That does hurt him, but, you know, he's still getting about 20 carries a game. If we look at him over the last three, he's averaging about 20 carries a game, and he just gets it done. He finally got in the box. I hate when they, you know, he gets down, you know, into the red zone and then they bring Hunt in for that series. It's tilting. I get it. But at 8,700, there's upside where he can score just as much as Cook and Henry, especially if he scores in those series that he is in. So he's got to be in consideration. It's just really hard to trust him when he gets a price this high in your cash games, just because we know that Hunt's going to take some of that workload off of him, which, again, he's still seeing 20 carries. It's not like he's not touching the ball. Man, it's frustrating to see Hunt come in there and you know, grab some of those carries. It's really frustrating. Come down here again. Another problem with Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones and Williams seem to be splitting that backfield as well. You know, if we just look at the Bears, they didn't have Hicks, and Hicks is a run stopper. You know, Williams was running great, so he had 17 carries, 90 yards, but didn't get in the box. Only 9 fantasy points. He's again just a tournament option only. Can't get too excited here. I think we'll come down, and I think the more chalky plays are going to be down here where you look at a James Robinson or Josh Jacobs. I'd probably lean Robinson against Minnesota. Minnesota's defense has been horrendous. And Robinson continues to get it done. Even with Glennon at the helm last week, he put up, you know, 22 rushing attempts for a buck 28, you know, with a rushing touchdown. And, you know, had 6 targets, 5 for 31, put up 24 fantasy points and 7,800. I think that's going to be a pretty popular play. At his price and his continued workload. I mean, guy's been impressive all year round. So guys, you definitely want to look at here. Coming on down, Kamara, 7,500. I don't really want too much of that, but I think what hurts him a ton is, you know, look at the targets since Hill has took over. Since Taysom Hill's took over, 2 targets, 1 target the last 2 games. That's where Kamara makes his bread at, man. I don't want any part of that, even at 7,500. It'd be tournaments only, and it just really worries you with not getting those targets. Austin Eckler, great game coming back. Up to 7K, I have no problem playing him at all. Look at those targets, man. 16 targets last week for 11 for 85. So his rushing is still at 14 rushing attempts for 44. I think he's a great play. I think you can run him in cash in here. So maybe you want to get off, you know, if we think he's going to be lower owned than Montgomery, I would much rather run Eckler in my single entry and GPPs than I would Montgomery. Or same with Cook. Maybe we throw Cook out of here and say, okay, see you, bud. I know you have the potential, but I can't swallow that price tag. So let's throw Eckler in this lineup just so we can make it a little more balanced. And maybe that says, hey, we don't have to run Tua and take a chance, and we want to run Watson in this lineup, for example. There's lots of different ways you can go. But I think that's kind of where I would lean in running back. I think I would, for cash games, would go up to Cook, Montgomery, and Robinson. Or if I wasn't going to go up to Cook and I wanted to go a little more balanced, I would look at a guy like Austin Eckler. Like, he's just absolutely massive, massive upside with him with those targets. I mean, we all know that he was going to be a good play when he came in, but we didn't know the exact workload. But shoot, 16 targets and 14 rushing attempts. You can't beat that for 7K. I think he's still way too cheap. And on DraftKings, you have to really consider him with that point, that full PPR. But I still think you have to look at this, even at the 7K price tag. Swift, again, if Swift plays, 6,800, I know it's against the Bears, but if we don't have Hicks, I still think you can run against the Bears without Hicks. Again, it's not a massive play here, but I still think I don't mind some Swift if he does play in tournaments only. Gurley. Gurley was out, and if you were on the Brian Hill chalk train last week, you were hating life. He was horrendous. So if Gurley is back against the Saints here, I don't really want anything to do with any of the backfield. I just thought I would mention that. And then Gallman here against Seattle. Gallman's been extremely good. I just worry about with Danny Dimes being out and then have to go to McCoy that maybe it limits his upside a little bit here. But he's been getting good run. 24 carries against Cincinnati last week for 94 yards and a touchdown. Didn't do anything in the passing game. Caught 3 of his 5 targets for negative 3 yards. But he's a consideration at 6,100. Again, it's at Seattle. So it's not a fantastic play. But if you're looking, again, to get tried a different off of the Montgomery chalk, he's another guy that I consider. I don't want anything to do with Duke Johnson. I think that they're just going to, you know, say, hey, Watson, here's the ball, even without Fuller. You know, please help us out and beat this team. And then down here, there's nothing I really want in this range. Not a whole lot. I think this is where I'm basically going to land in a lot of my lineups. Like I said, I think Duke Johnson's going to be popular at 6K. He did finally do decent last week, but again, 9 rushes, 37. If he didn't get that touchdown, he wouldn't got there. It's hard to trust that guy. So that's where I'm kind of leaning. I think it's those three guys, or you're throwing in Cook in most of your lineups. But let's just head on over to wide receiver and talk about the chalk here. I think the guy that's going to be pure chalk is going to be Brandon Cooks, man. 6,500, no Fuller. Should see a ton of targets here. He's already averaging around 7 targets a game, and same for the last, you know, 4 weeks. And he's got 3 receiving touchdowns as well. So he should be the go-to guy here going up against the Colts. But I have no problem. You know, 5 targets, 5 for 85 yards. Now, in cash games, I'm probably going Cooks. Now, if he's going to be that popular and maybe Indy wants to, you know, try to shut him down, he's a guy that I have no problem trying to get off of, because I think he's going to garner 30, 40% ownership. In cash games, he's probably going to be 60% owned. And so anytime I'm going to get a wide receiver that's that high owned, there is, you know, it's a very volatile position. So it's someone that I might look to get off. But I think for cash games, you just kind of have to look at a guy like that. It's just too cheap. Just way too cheap. But let's start up here. You know, Davante Adams, he's going to do whatever he's going to do. Having just a phenomenal year. 9,500, though. I don't think he's going to make your cash lineup at all. But the targets are just massive. Touchdowns in every game. The last 6 games just continues to put up big numbers. So he's got to be in your tournament pool against Philly. 9,500, though, is a real expensive tag to take a guy like that. And I don't think you need to go there. And I don't think you'll be in the optimal lineup. DK Metcalf is just an absolute man among boys. That guy is just a beast. I guess he got rubbed the wrong way last week. I wish we would have saw that news. I guess one of the defensive guys going against on Philly was saying, you know, I think it's meant more of a compliment than a derogatory comment, but saying, you know, hey, you know, you're not Megatron yet, but he got pissed off, had 13 targets, 10 for a buck 77, about had a touchdown, got caught at the 1 yard line. He has got to be in play each and every week, especially against the Giants. No problem playing him, but I still don't think he's going to be in the optimal lineup. I think we're going to be landing more in this 6K range over here on FanDuel in the optimal. So, again, fantastic play. Ridley against the Saints, I don't want really nothing to do with there. A.J. Brown is always in play. He's got big play upside all the time. Keenan Allen, same kind of thing. Just the targets are all just massive. Now, we did see Eckler come back, did see 16 targets, which is insane, but he still had 10 targets, but only caught four of them for 40 yards and a touchdown. Again, touchdown in his last five games. Could be a good rebound spot for, you know, bigger fantasy points. So you always have to consider Keenan Allen, 8,100. Nuke, DeAndre Hopkins, 8K. Again, they're playing the Rams, which is not fantastic. So, you know, even Hopkins, I think, is matchup proof. I still, you know, is not going to be an optimal lineup at all. But in tournaments, if you're going to pair him with Kyler, I have no problem with that. Julio at 8K, no thank you. Tyler Lockett, 7,900. He just hasn't been getting it done. You know, and if he's going to be popular because he's that, I just would rather go DK. I mean, I know it's against the Giants, but it's really been Metcalf for a while. You know, we did see against Arizona, he did have 9 catches for 67 and a touchdown, but he hasn't done much else besides a couple big games. It's been Metcalf that's been more consistent. We should get Thielen back here for Minnesota, 7,800. It's fun. Justin Jefferson, man, he's a stud. Go Tigers. 7,700, 100 less. You know, at this price, you're not playing them both in the same lineup, I don't think. So if you want to get some leverage off of some of the Cook ownership for Minnesota, you can play either one of these guys. I think they're both in play against Jacksonville. I wouldn't play them together at this price because they're not going to be in the optimal lineup together. And if they are, you better believe you better have Cousins in that lineup. So, again, I don't think they'll be in the optimal, but they're very interesting in tournaments, and especially Thielen coming back. Let's sit here down in this range. Kenny Galladay, if he is back, 7K, even if it's against the Bears, it's interesting. But I think your next price point here, or next guy that you're probably going to throw in your cash games, is probably going to be Allen Robinson. He is 6,900. Gets a ton of looks. Saw 13 against Green Bay, put up 874 and 2 touchdowns. A lot of that in some garbage time, but we don't give a crap. We give a crap about fantasy points. And Detroit is bad. You know, you probably see Desmond Trufant. I don't give a crap. It's Allen Robinson. But you do have Trubisky throwing him the ball. It is a little tough. But the targets are just massive. You know, over the last 4 weeks, he averages double-digit targets. Ran a little over 10 targets a game. Averages 7 for 66. And has two receiving touchdowns in those four games. So, you know, even say if we get in the box one time and a touchdown and he gets his average of 7 and 66, that's 9, it's 15. I'll take 15 points all day long at Allen Robinson, 6,900. So he's a guy I think you have to consider. Devontae Parker's another guy in the same range, 6,800. I like him better with Fitzmagic, but I don't mind him at all. You know, we don't have Preston Williams around, so he's the guy that's going to get all the targets. I have no problem playing him, especially up against Cincinnati, which is just a horrendous team. So even if you're going to play Tua in there, I have no problem throwing Tua and say we put Parker in this lineup and we go back and we're like, no, I think Tua's going to have a good game. It's against Cincy. We want a little bit more salary here. Let's throw Tua in that lineup and we got him up with Parker. In cash games, you do not need to pair up your guys. There don't have to be any correlation at all. So the correlation's more for tournaments, GPPs, but, you know, if it happens to work in your cash lineup, fine, but I don't go out of my way saying, oh, I have a wide receiver, I have to have his quarterback. I don't do that at all. So I think no problem doing this. Like, I think this is a fine way to go. Again, it's just the matchup I'm looking at. It's a great matchup for Parker. It's horrible for Cincinnati. Come down here in this same thing. Cooper Kupp, 6,600, is too cheap. Going up against Arizona, love this play. Probably better DraftKings play usually because of the volume he gets, but it's the Rams. They can go so many different ways. He's got some big games here, though. You know, against Miami, he put up 16 fantasy points and 20 targets, 11 and 110. San Francisco, only had 5 targets, 2 for 41. The game before against Tampa Bay, 13 targets, 11 for a buck 45. So there's upside for sure at this price tag. I might lean Parker here just against Cincinnati, you know, weaker defense. And I think the targets are definitely going to be there, but I love Cup's upside. I just feel like the targets are going to be a little more secure for Parker. But again, no problem playing Cup. Boyd and Higgins, tournament only. If you want to run them back, maybe in tournaments with your Tua and Parker stacks, I think that's a good way to look. Any one of those guys of Boyd and Higgins, they're both cheap, 6,600, 6,400. And I think that's why you're living in this range. Just scrolling down here a little bit on FanDuel, anything else that we like? Like I said, I think we're going to live in that 6K range, and optimal, and a lot of my builds are going to be in that 6K range. Coming down here, Jacoby Myers, 5,900 is pretty cheap. You know, going up against the Chargers, hasn't had great fantasy outputs. Not a guy I would throw in my cash games at all. But against Arizona, 6 targets, 5 for 52. You know, he's a guy that if you're trying to get there, maybe last piece put in 5,900. It's just, it's hard to trust. I would much rather trust these guys I know that are probably going to get double digit targets. I'm looking at opportunity. So that's why a guy like Cooks, we should see double digits. Robinson should see double digits. Parker should see double digits. That's why I like these guys. And that's where I'm looking at building my cash games, is guys that are going to get these double-digit targets. This leaves us with about 12,100 left. We put Tua in this lineup, and it's pretty balanced. I think guys that are going to get a lot of volume. You know, we got Tua up at quarterback. We got Eckler, David Montgomery, James Robinson at a running back position, Cooks, Robinson, and Parker at our wide receivers. And like I said, it leaves us 12-1 for a tight end and a defense. Now, defense here, I usually plug in the most expensive defense anytime I'm building, and then it's kind of see what I have left to work with. Because defense, I have no problem punting a defense, even in cash games, unless it's just an absolute nut spot. I think, again, Miami Dolphins on here on FanDuel are going to be in the nut spot. Again, they have no Joe Burrow on the other side. They just have a hard time moving the ball. They've been really getting after the quarterback. I have no problem playing them at all. They're the guy I would probably slide in here. It leaves you tight end, 7,200. The most expensive tight end on the slate is Darren Waller, 7,200. But this also means that we have money to pay up at quarterback and maybe pay down it at tight end as well in a lineup like this. Waller is popular each and every week. He gets the Jets. He gets a nut matchup here. You know, struggled last week, you know, against Atlanta, 4 receptions for 23, but all of Vegas struggled. Carr struggled bad. They just got their just butts kicked last week. Last 4 weeks, though, he's averaging 7 targets. The yardage isn't there, but he's got 2, you know, touchdowns. I really like this matchup for him. If you're going to run a Tua lineup, I would throw Waller in this at 7K. He just fits really nice in this lineup. But if we're going to come around here and we say, no, we don't trust Tua, we're going to throw a Deshaun Watson in this lineup. Leaves us with about 5,700 left. And again, we could do the same thing. We could pay down a defense, and we could still fit in Darren Waller 7K as well. But if you're going to play Miami and you got around 5,700 left, you know, some of the other options we can look at. I think one guy that's going to be pretty popular, and this is because we have no Fuller, we'll come down here to this 5,200 price point. Jordan Akins, he should see more targets here. Again, Houston's gonna have to do something with no Fuller. And you know, he only saw 2 targets last week against Detroit. Before that, he saw 6, put up 5 for 83. It's one of those best games. Didn't get in the box, but a guy I think is gonna be popular because we don't have any Fuller. You know, it's a big deal not having. I think Fells is a guy we could look at too, 4,800 in tournaments, but he's more of a you know, pass blocking back or tight end than a tight end that goes out and runs routes. I think a guy that we didn't really talk about over in wide receiver on the same team in Houston, just to mention it, is Kiki Kuti. He's 4,800. Again, someone's going to have to catch the ball. That's why I think Cooks is going to get a ton of look. Kiki Kuti is 4,800, and he's a guy I have no problem throwing in there. They released Stills, so it's going to be QT, and they have Isaiah Coulter for 4,500. They just don't have anybody. So if you're going to get off Cooks and maybe want to go QT, I have no problem doing that. But I think, like I said, I think Akins is going to be pretty popular here. And he's someone that we know that Deshaun Watson has went to in the past. So, again, if I wasn't going up to Waller, I would look in that range right there to playing some Akins. Who else we got here at tight end that we can look at if we're not going to go up the Waller or Akins? Hunter Henry's always interesting at the 6K mark. I love Evan Engram against Seattle. Again, it's McCoy throwing the ball, but, you know, put up a decent game, had 9 targets, 6 receptions for 129 last week. So anytime we get a quarterback like McCoy or a new guy like that, they tend to lean heavier on the running backs and tight ends. So I think he's really interesting in tournaments at 6K. Not sure I'd play him in cash games, but no problem playing him in tournaments. We can go down the same range, you know, down to Mike Gesicki at 5,700. I had a lot of him last week when Fitzmagic was in. Had 5 targets, only 2 for 35, but he was got in the end zone once. Again, you know, having 2 of there, I think there's a floor, you know, 5-6 fantasy points with upside against it's against Cincinnati. So you have to consider him. Not sure I would go in cash games, but I think he is. I think there's just as much, you know, upside with Gesicki than there is Akins at 5,200. So if you wanted to slide him in a lineup that we're looking at, I think he's interesting. And then that's about it. I know Trey Burton for Indy, you know, has been getting some good looks, you know, 6 targets, 3 for 42 and a touchdown. You know, last week against Green Bay 2 weeks ago, 2 for 25 and a touchdown. So we know Phillip Rivers is still looking at him. So he makes some sense. But I think Darren Waller is going to be the absolute chalk here on FanDuel, just with the things you can do. And like I said, I think Akins is going to be popular just because we don't have any Fuller. So I hope this helps, you know, just kind of running through things, kind of how I'm seeing first look. I always like to build a lineup without seeing anything, without digging too deep, just kind of get a feel of it. And I use that as my dummy lineup as I put, you know, head-to-heads out, as I grab things and use one lineup into everything, then go back and put my tournament lineups in. But definitely like to build one lineup. I kind of think I'm leaning on this right now. If you appreciate this video, I'd appreciate hitting that subscribe button. Hit the thumbs up. Leave me a comment. Know if there's anything else that you would like me to do. Be more than happy to keep making videos like this if you do like them and appreciate them. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And I will see you on the flip side. Deuces.